Just before I read the scripture reading, I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land. Amen. Title for sermon this evening is Finding God in My Grief, and it's taken from the Old Testament book of 2 Samuel chapter 1 and verses 25 through 27. That's 2 Samuel chapter 1. Excuse me, in verses 25 through 27, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Second Samuel 1, 25 through 27. How the mighty have fallen in the midst of the battle. Jonathan was slain in your high places. I am distressed for you, my brother Jonathan. You have been very pleasant to me. Your love to me was wonderful, surpassing the love of women. How the mighty have fallen and the weapons of war perished. And now our brother Skippy Norman.
Once again, God has been good to us. He's once again allowed us to be able to come to conclude another Lord's Day worship. It's good to see each and every one of you here this evening. And if visiting with us, we do count you as our honored guests. We're just glad that you came to be a part of this service on this evening. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Once again, eternally Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and Lord, for your blessings, and once again, this opportunity that you've given us to be able to assemble together this evening to study a portion of true and divine word. Thank you, Father, for those who have taken part in our service thus far, and now as we once again go into your word, that, Lord, we just focus on your word and the things that it has to say to us in our situations. Lord, at the conclusion of this message, there be things that we've fallen short of. Lord, give us the courage to make the necessary corrections before it's too late. Guide me once again in your word, the things that will be said. Lord, you get all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When we look in 2 Samuel chapter 1, what we find here is we find David. David is in the middle of a real struggle with grief. Christians need to be people of depth. They need to be people of substance. A people who are willing to walk deep and acknowledge that life is not all about feeling good and feeling happy. For your information, do you realize that if we only deal with the happy things in life, we are only dealing with half of our lives? We need to be people who are able to embrace not only the joys of life, but also the sorrows of life. God has called us as Christians to be non-ancient presence in the midst of a world that is about temporal feelings. So as we journey through these dark hours of David's life, what we're going to find is we're going to find that God stands firm even when it seems like our world is falling apart. And so we can learn this evening much from the way David dealt with this painful blow. So the question comes tonight, how can we find God in our grief? Well, tonight I want to share with you just three important elements that is revealed in David's painful experience that contain practical lessons that help us to cope with our seasons of grief. The first thing that I suggest to you tonight is that our relationship with God must be strong before tragedy strikes. Let me say that again. Our relationship with God must be strong before tragedy strikes. In 1 Samuel 30 and verse 6, the Bible says, "And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved, even every man for his son and for his daughter." But look at the results. "But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God." You're not going to have people around you all of the time. And sometimes in life, you got to learn how to encourage yourself in the Lord. So when facing grief, it sometimes get difficult for us to see the Lord. This is why God must be our fortress before tragedy strikes. And often when life with God is a casual Sunday go meeting relationship, we are ill prepared for tragedy. We wonder then, where is God? Where are you? And when it's not his whereabout that is about a problem, it is ours. God is still there. Because he said, "I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world." And so David's relationship with God, although it was not perfect, but it was a constant, it was a consistent part of his life. In other words, it was not a Saturday go to the tabernacle relationship. No, it wasn't. He worshiped, he wrote songs, he served, he prayed, because his life with God was constant. And he was able to say without a doubt that God is our refuge. He's a strength in present time. He's a very present help in times of trouble. Psalms 46 and verse number 1. And so we need to understand, number 1, that our relationship with God must be strong before tragedy strikes. But then the second thing that you and I need to see is that an emotional change during times of grief is common even to those who are walking closest to Almighty God. Look at 2 Samuel, if you will, chapter 1 and verse 11 and 12. In verse 11, "Then David took hold on his clothes and rent them, and likewise all the men that were with him." In verse number 12, "And they mourned and wept and fasted until even, for Saul and for Jonathan his son, and for the people of the Lord, and for the house of Israel, because they were fallen by the sword." What I want you to understand and what I want you to see tonight is that there are five stages of grief. There is denial. There is grief. There is anger. There is depression. And there is acceptance. Christians sometimes, they view grief as weakness. We forget that these stages are evident even in the life of David. And you got to remember that David is referred to a man after God's own heart. Well, let's look at these stages in David's life. First of all, I said there was denial. Look at verse number 5. And David said unto the young man, that thou told him, how knowest thou that Saul and Jonathan his son be dead? In other words, are you sure they are dead? That's denial. But then secondly, there's grief. Look at verse 12. In verse 12, and they mourn and wept and fasted unto even for Saul and for Jonathan his son, and for the people of the Lord and for the house of Israel, because they were fallen by the sword. So in other words, denial, are you sure they are dead? Grief is they mourn and they wept. But then the third stage is anger. In verse number 14. In verse 14, and David said unto him, how wast thou not afraid to stretch forth thine hand to destroy the Lord's anointed? In other words, the question is why? So we see denial, grief, anger. Why? Why is this happening to me? But then the fourth stage is depression. Look at verse 26. I am distressed for thee, my brother, Jonathan. Very pleasant hast thou been unto me. Thy love to me was wonderful, passing the love of women. Depression is, oh, how I grieve. I am depressed. It feels like I'm the only one that's going through what I'm going through. And so I am depressed. And then it comes acceptance. Look at chapter 2 and verse number 1. And it came to pass after this that David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up into any of the cities of Judah? And the Lord said unto him, go up. And David said, whither shall I go up? And he said, unto Hebron. Acceptance, look at the acceptance. I will go where you want me to go, Lord. I accept the fact. See, when we are other people are grieving, what happens is that we often act as these stages are normal. Well, what do you mean? We begin to use phrases like, I got to be strong. We get to use phrases like, they are at peace now. And even more popular, this must have been God's will, so I need to have faith. These are common during times of grief. But I want you to understand that these statements are way off base. What do you mean? Grieving is not a sin. Even Jesus, he grieved. And you and I need to understand the challenge is making it from stage 4, depression, to stage 5, acceptance. That's the point that you and I need to get to. And so that brings me to my final point, which is healing is a process that at times can be slow, but promised by God. Again, look at verse 1 again of 2 Samuel 2. And it came to pass after this that David inquired of the Lord. When I went through these stages, now he is inquiring of the Lord, saying, shall I go up into any of these cities of Judah? See, sometimes we got to understand, we try everything before we try the Lord. Start trying the Lord first before you try everything else. And so he is saying, now I went through all of this. I'm depressed. Now inquire of the Lord, saying, shall I go up to any of the cities of Judah? And the Lord said to him, go up. And David says, whither shall I go? Up. And he told David where he needed to go. So what David did, David moved to the stage of acceptance by resuming his fellowship with the Lord. David asked God, where shall I go up? When we go through grief, and many of us have experienced going through times of grief, when we go through grief, you find out that we receive advice from every side. That advice is nearly always well-intended, but sometimes it's often wrong. Some of the best advice that we can follow when grieving, and I want you to remember this or write it down, is simple. The best advice that I can give you when going through grieving is this: be still. Be still. Psalms 46 and verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. See, we have to understand, only when we get still will we know that he is God. We'll know then that the promise that he's made, that he can get us through, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, is only when you be still and know who God is. And only he can lead us to a place where our grief will be comforted by a fresh vision of his will for our lives. God has something in store for all of our lives. And so, are you going through a time of grief this evening? I want you to know your healing will be found in the process of you looking not only to others, but look to God. Begin to share your grief. Let me tell you something. It's painful. I know it gets painful sometimes, but if you try to hold it in and don't let nobody know about what you're going through, it's going to hurt you in the long run. It's going to cause you some more pain. It's going to cause you to be stressed. Sometimes you're just going to have to let it go. Find somebody that you can talk to that can help you listen through your grief. But most of all, if you can't find somebody, talk to God. God is the answer. God listens. When God listens, you got to listen to him, because he's telling you, in this life, we're going to experience some pain. We're going to experience some heartaches. We're going to go through some problems. We're going to lose some loved ones. And you need to find strength, find comfort in God, because God, over there in 1 Corinthians, he talks about comfort, that God comforts us, that we can be able to comfort somebody else that's going through. What I'm saying to you is just look at your life right now. Many of you, we've lost love. I've lost a mother. I've lost a father. But I look back and see it was only God that got me through. And now I can be able to help somebody else that have lost their loved ones, to help them to understand it's only God that can help you to get through what you're going through. If you're here tonight, now you obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, you heard the word. Believe it to be true. Repent of your sins, confess Christ, and be baptized. If you're here in a Christian, maybe you're going through some things. Maybe you're like David. You're going through those things, but then you haven't reached the acceptance part. Make it to the acceptance and realize that God can get me through. Come right now as we stand and sing the song of invitation.